This is the Game Addict Hotline for October 22nd, 2006, episode 57.
Hey, paisanos, it's the
Game Addict Hotline.
Welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this game cast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys can be here. My name is Luke. So anyway, this week has been an interesting week. I have a new job and it's really killing me. So I didn't get a lot of time to really study up on what was going up. And also, because of time, I haven't been able to finish the cross-platform show, so I'm hoping to get that done Sunday, so that it should be up sometime next week, and then we'll have another show the week after, so it's going to be quite interesting. Anyway, other than that, it's been a good week. Next up, I wanted to talk to you guys. I was wondering if you guys are interested in me doing more items that are not pretty much big news, because I know last week all my news stories were big news stories that pretty much every other podcast was talking about. So I was a little bit interested if you guys would want me to do a little bit more industry news or things that you probably wouldn't hear on other podcasts. So if you guys can email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com, that would be great. Speaking of emailing me, contest. First up, let's go ahead and congratulate our newest winner, and that was Andre Millette, or Millet. Sorry if I hacked your last name. But he goes ahead and he wins the big prize pack I had last week. I believe it was a t-shirt, a PopCap Games lunch bag, and a free copy of a demo disc of software that I had. So congratulations to him. I'll be sending that out as soon as I can. So let's go ahead and let's look at what I have for prizes this week. This week I've got two prizes. The first prize is a cell phone LCD wiper from netmarble.net. And, of course, I have a Club Pogo free membership card. So you get one free month. That's a $6 value. So if you guys want to go ahead and email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com with the subject line contest, we'll go ahead and we'll put you in the contest. And we'll go ahead and hope that there'll be more people. There's actually a lot of people this week for the contest. It seems like you guys are interested in the contest. In fact, I might have a super awesome contest prize for Christmas time. So go ahead and you guys are going to have to get ready for that, and I'll have some trivia, some super tough trivia for you. So we'll see about that. Anyway, let's go ahead and really quickly talk about videos that I have this week. The first video is somebody did a hack with Super Mario Brothers. You know, a lot of people can do those kind of things where they'll put different items inside of Super Mario and had them be the Super Mario character. Well, for this one, they had Godzilla. So if you guys want to go ahead and check out the link I'll have, you guys can go and check out Godzilla and Super Mario Brothers. My next item that I had was, have you guys ever seen the Japanese show Downtown? It's one of those really hilarious shows. It's probably something that you guys probably see on Extreme Elimination Challenge that's on Spike TV. One episode they had people just throwing pies at one guy all day in different situations. So anyway, what they had in this episode is they had Bob Sapp, who, if you guys are of K1, know K1, he is a really big American fighter who fights in Japan, and he's actually pretty good in Japanese language speaking. So he's going to try to make some people laugh on the show, so I'll go ahead and send you a link to that. I thought it'd be a funny thing that you guys might love. But anyway, that's going to be it for all that news. I got to go ahead and quickly get into the rest of the show since I have tons of games out this week. So let's go ahead and go right into our video game news. Our first news story. At the end of the last week, in a Variety article, Universal and Fox Studios announced that they are not picking up the Halo movie due to its estimated $200 million budget recommended by the movie's filmmakers. Both studios also feared that the director, Neil Blomkamp, was too inexperienced for the big-budget movie and that they wanted budget cuts from all parties, including Microsoft, who asked for $5 million up front, 10% of the movie's sales, rights to the script, and a game from the movie. Though this is a big blow to the movie, Peter Jackson and Fran Walsh continue pre-production for the movie and are looking now into other studios to budget the movie. Our next news story, pre-orders for the limited edition Blue Dragon Bundle in Japan have almost sold out this week. The 10,000 limited edition bundles have almost sold out in many electronic stores due to the RPG Blue Dragon, which was created by Final Fantasy series originator Hironobu Sakaguchi and art from Akira Toriyama, best known for the Dragon Ball series and Chrono Trigger. Both men were specifically brought into the creation of this game to help growth in the Xbox 360 in Japan. The bundle comes with the Xbox 360 Core system, Blue Dragon game, a faceplate, and Blue Dragon figurines, all for the price of 29,800 yen, or around $250. Our next news story, Nielsen Media Research, best known for their work in helping advertisers sell ads in television in America, has announced this past week that they will now start working on helping advertisers determine what gamers want. Nielsen Gameplay Metrics will not only view the habits of what gamers play, but also what they do see on TV and do on the internet, in hopes to help advertisers, game makers, and hardware makers know where to put their money. The service will use 10,000 people and will start in 2007. Alright, our final news story. Take-Two Interactive this week announced in an SEC filing this week that founder Ryan Brandt has resigned from the company as Vice President of Production. Ryan Brandt, a former chairman and CEO, has not commented on the reasons behind the departure, though he had been on disability due to a bad back. Ryan is best known for his help in the growth of Take-Two to a $1.2 billion company, but also for his financial woes in the company that led to an SEC investigation, which led him to paying $500,000 in fines, returning over $3 million of income, and barred him from being an officer or director of a publicly traded company for 5 years. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top anticipated games at Gamefly.com. Number 5, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2007 for the Xbox 360. Number 4, Scarface, The World is Yours for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Mortal Kombat Armageddon for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, Bully for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top anticipated game at Gamefly.com, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent for the Xbox 360. For top games in Japan this week, number 5, New Super Mario Bros. For the DS. Number 4, Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 2 for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Pokemon Pearl for the DS. Number 2, Final Fantasy V Advance for the DS. And the number 1 top game in Japan this week is Pokemon Diamond for the Nintendo DS. Okay, let's look at our top games in the UK this week. Number 5, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2007 for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Just Cause for the PlayStation 2. Lego Star Wars 2, The Original Trilogy for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, Scarface, The World is Yours for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top game in the UK this week is FIFA 2007 for the PlayStation 2. Alright, let's go ahead and look at our new releases this week. For the Xbox 360, Phantasy Star Universe by Sega, Cars by THQ, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 for the Xbox Live Arcade by Midway. For all current generation systems, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent by Ubisoft. For the Xbox and PlayStation 2, Snoopy vs. Red Baron by Namco Bandai Games America. For the Xbox, Reservoir Dogs by Eidos Interactive. For the PS2, Flushed Away by D3. Nicktoons Battle for Volcano Island by THQ. Disney's Chicken Little Ace in Action by Buena Vista Games. Strawberry Shortcake Adventure in the Land of Dreams by The Game Factory. Eureka 7 Volume 1 The New Wave by Namco Bandai Games America. Tokobot Plus Mysteries of Katakuri by Tecmo. Dot Hack GU Volume 1 Rebirth by Namco Bandai Games America. Phantasy Star Universe by Sega. For the GameCube, Flushed Away by D3. Nicktoons Battle for Volcano Island by THQ. For the PSP, Star Trek Tactical Assault by Bethesda Games. Snoopy vs. Red Baron by Namco Bandai Games America. Dave Mira BMX Challenge by Crave. ATV Off-Road Fury Pro by Sony. Capcom Classics Collection Reloaded by Capcom. Dynasty Warriors Volume 2 by Koei. For the DS, Nicktoons Battle for Volcano Island by THQ. Nacho Libre by Majesco Games. Touch Detective by Atlas Company. Star Trek Tactical Assault by Bethesda Games. Magical Star Sign by Nintendo. Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam by Activision. Flushed Away by D3. Over the Hedge Hammy Go Nuts by Activision. Conductra by O3 Entertainment. For the Game Boy Advance, Flushed Away by D3. Juka and the Monophonic Menace by South Peak. Nicktoons Battle for Volcano Island by THQ. Teen Titans 2 by Majesco Games. For the PC, Guild Wars Night Falls by NCSoft. Dark Messiah of Might and Magic by Ubisoft. Fear Extraction Point by Vivendi Games. Star Wars Empire at War Force of Corruption by LucasArts. And the number one top game for this week is Marvel Ultimate Alliance by Activision for the Xbox 360, Xbox PS2, PSP, Game Boy Advance, and the PC. Okay, that's going to be it for this week's games. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back with our game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Get into your right field at Edmonds Community College, where opportunity awaits. Experience one-on-one attention from award-winning faculty and enjoy the first 2 years of college life at a price you can afford. Choose from more than 30 programs in the arts and sciences, then transfer to a university for your bachelor's degree. Register now for fall quarter and hit a home run into your future at Edmonds Community College. Get started online at edcc.edu. That's edcc.edu.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at www.seattlepodcasting.net. And if you're ever interested in game design, visit Edmonds Community College at edcc.edu. Okay, let's look at our game trivia. Our first category is kart racing games. Number one, this Nintendo 64 game by Nintendo has you playing as Donkey Kong's nephew as he races against his friends. Number two, this Sega game for the Saturn had you race with Sonic, Knuckles, or Dr. Egghead. Number 3. This Naughty Dog game from PlayStation has you play as a bandicoot, a crazy doctor, or even a tiger. Alright, let's go to our next category. Arcade soccer games. Number 1. This Nintendo game has you play as Mario, Wario, Yoshi, and more, with bombs, bananas, and fast-paced gaming. Number 2. This Capcom game for the Super Nintendo had you play with all of Dr. Wright and Dr. Wily's robots in a fight for robot glory. Number 3. NFL Blitz and MLB Slugfest work great, so wonder why this game series from Midway didn't work out. Alright, let's go to our next category, Konami. Number 1, this is the Konami code. Number 2, this company was part of Konami in the NES days and released games like Metal Gear, Skate or Die, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And number 3, this was the year Konami Company was created. Alright, let's go to our final question. Speaking of Konami, Konami just settled a lawsuit from a company called Roxor. The lawsuit was over a copycat of a game that Roxor made that looks exactly like one of Konami's big arcade games. In the end, Konami settled the lawsuit when Roxor gave Konami the entire game rights to their game. My question to you is, what is the copycat game that Konami now has ownership to? Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll take a break and come back with the answer. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
What are you playing today?
Chess! Dots!
Backgammon!
Blackjack!
Fun for everyone. Join 42 of the most popular board card and other great games. 42 all-time classics, only on Nintendo DS.
Hello, this is Dan, the host of the Tech Law Podcast, asking you to come check the show out on iTunes. Just do a search for Tech Law, or check it out on the website at www.lawoftech.com. We seek to inform and discuss a variety of legal, political, and social issues regarding music, movies, technology, and video games. Come check us out. I'm sure you'll enjoy the show.
But Dad, this is the best part!
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the All Games Radio Network. Visit them at www.allgames.com. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our game trivia. Our first category was kart racing games. Number 1, this Nintendo 64 game by Nintendo has you playing as Donkey Kong's nephew and racing against some of his friends. And the answer is, what is Diddy Kong Racing? Number 2, this Sega game for the Saturn had you race with Sonic, Knuckles, or Egghead. And the answer is, what is Sonic R? And number 3, this Naughty Dog game for the PlayStation has you play as a bandicoot, a crazy doctor, or a tiger. And the answer is, what is Crash Team Racing? Alright, next category, arcade soccer games. Number 1, this Nintendo game has you play as Mario, Wario, Yoshi, and more, with bombs, bananas, and fast-paced gaming. And the answer is, what is Super Mario Strikers? Number 2, this Capcom game for the Super Nintendo had you play with all of Dr. Wright and Dr. Wily's robots in a fight for robot glory. And the answer is, what is Mega Man Soccer? And number 3, NFL Blitz and Major League Baseball worked great, so I wonder why this game series from Midway didn't work out. And the answer is, what is the Red Card series? All right, let's go to our final category, Konami. Number one, this is the Konami code. And the answer is, what is up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start? Number two, this company was part of Konami in the NES days and released games like Metal Gear, Skate or Die, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And the answer is, what is Ultra Games? And number three, this was the year Konami was created. And the answer is, what is 1969? Alright, let's go to our final question. Konami just settled a lawsuit from a company called Roxor. Now, Roxor made a copycat game that looked just like Konami's big arcade games. My question for you this week was, what is the copycat game that Konami now has ownership to after the settlement? And the answer is, what is In the Groove? Yeah, it looks like it was a DDR clone. So, good luck with Konami. I don't think they'll be releasing another In the Groove game, so probably kiss that franchise goodbye. Anyway, that's going to be it for the show this week. I want to go ahead and thank you guys for listening. Remember, if you guys ever want to look at show notes or links that I talked about in the show, including our big news stories, you can visit our website at www.gameacthotline.com. You can also go ahead and email me your comments, questions, or trivia that you'd like to hear at my email address. You can email me at gameacthotline@gmail.com. If you ever want to go ahead and leave me a voice message that probably could get on the show, please call me at 206-202-4367. That's a Seattle number. And you can go ahead and if you guys go to the website, you can put yourself up on the Frapper map. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the show, you can go ahead and subscribe to us through iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, Yahoo, or the XP Stream. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley or become friends with us at Podcast Pickle. But that's going to be it for this week. I want to go ahead and say once again, you guys, thanks for listening to the show. And please come to the website and comment on what you thought of the show. So until next week, turn your video games back up and have a great week.